Well, the cheerful voice was, of course, Annie Dugan, our host of Where's Art? And yeah, maybe a click and join might be just the ticket right about now. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Good morning, Lisa, indeed. Let's do it so that we don't have to come in on Wednesday, right?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'm going to have to come in on Wednesday regardless, but it'd be nice to do a little more show and a little less schmooze. Unless, right. Of course, we're talking about art. Indigenous right. Peoples Day today and lots of events going on with regard to that. There's got to be some cool art someplace that helps to celebrate.
There is. There always is. At the Duluth Art Institute, we're gearing up for a huge show on Thursday. But for Indigenous Peoples Day, I talk periodically about GAMAGI, which is an organization that's in the AICO, the American Indian Housing. They're right on First Street. Michelle LeBeau and all of the artists that do artwork there they are really setting the trend. Michelle has highlighted this artist, Leah Yellowbird, who does really, really large scale paintings, where she incorporates the look of beadwork in her work. So it's, she uses pointillism, and the paint looks like beads. So she has these elaborate beadwork patterns all in her work, and it's just absolutely stunning. If you're coming down to the depot, which I'll talk about our Thursday opening, but if you're coming down to that, you'll make sure you want to see the photography of Ivy Vineo that's outside of the Ojibwe Gallery of the St. Louis County Historical Society. They've just reopened their Ojibwe Gallery, which highlights the work of Eastman Johnson, who was a painter around the turn of the century who painted Ojibwe life. And then outside of that, they really wanted to make sure that they're connecting that work with the contemporary world of the Ojibwe now. And so Ivy has photographs of powwows and these fabulous costumes and dancers that are part of powwows. So come on down to the depot, and we'll show you around some amazing Indigenous people's artwork. And then Thursday, you can come today and then come back on Thursday, because we're opening three shows. Sarah Brocky, all three shows sort of circle around this artist, Sarah Brocky. She is a professor at St. Scholastica. She's taught at the Art Institute for quite some time. She's taught in the community. And she just continues to make a lot of amazing artwork. And when she turned 35 last year, and sort of on the, you know, trying to figure out what to do for that year and to recognize that year, she said, you know, here I am, I'm making a living, making art in Duluth. How do I say thank you to all of these people who have made it possible for me to do what I'm doing? So people who have inspired me, people who have shown me the path, people, you know, my students who continue to inspire me every day, the reason I get up in the morning. So she painted a portrait she painted 35 portraits of 35 artists who give her that sort of what it is to get up in the morning as an artist. So these are all artists from our community, from Duluth, Superior area. It's not just visual artists, it's musicians, poets. Tyler Scouten is a performance artist. Jim Richardson does Aquaman videos. It's really a fabulous cross-section of the people in our community who are making a creative life. So in the Morrison Gallery, we're going to have all of those portraits. So there's actually 36, because she finished one when she turned 36. So, you know, it counts. And then in the Steffel Gallery, we're going to have work from those 36 artists all on view. And I was a little bit worried on how this was all going to fit together, because really, you know, there's the thread that connects these 36 artists is Sarah. But it's amazing. All the work, you know, speaks to each other, which, you know, the show really is about community, about creative community, and how work can speak to other work and inspire other work. So it really is a neat exhibit of how creativity can exist and sort of expand in our community. And then in our hallway gallery is Flo Metamoris, who is one of the artists in Sarah's exhibit, and this is her first big solo show, which I'm really excited she does. And I'm not saying this derogatorily. She does doodles on the walls, and that's what she calls them. She says, "I do flow doodles." And they're really, it's more than that. It's just this amazing decorative mural, basically, throughout the whole gallery. And she's originally from El Salvador, and she's transforming one of the sections of the hallway into a street in El Salvador, complete with shoes hanging on the wall and wheat-pasted murals. It'll be really wonderful to see. So that all opens Thursday at 5 o'clock. And then actually throughout the next few months, we'll have enhancement exhibits that speak to that opening. So there'll be panel discussions. There'll be demonstrations, studio visits. There's two other companion shows. So on Friday at the Prove Gallery, there's an exhibit called Ripple Effect that is all artists who've been students of Sarah's in the past showing their work. On Saturday at the Zeitgeist at 7, there'll be a poetry reading with some of the artists that are in the exhibit. It'll be Asha Long and Anne Klustad and I believe Kyle Eldon, Rachel Kilgore will play. So it's really fun to see sort of all of these other events that are happening as a consequence of that show that's opening on Thursday. So
I'm kind of envisioning Sarah's work as the Thanksgiving turkey that she offers as thanks. And it then all of these other events around it, all of the go-withs.
Yes. That's
the
a perfect
cranberry
analogy.
Sauce and the right. the green bean thing with
pumpkin
the little crumbly
pie.
Stuff on the top.
Yeah.
and the lefse. And the lefse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you're making me hungry, Lisa.
Yeah, everything in my world comes back around to food somehow.
Well, it definitely is the case because this is really all about Thanksgiving, so it's hitting at a good time.
Well, Andy, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll
thanks,
have a schmooze
Lisa.
With you again next week.
All right, take care.
Annie Dugan is the curator of the Duluth Art Institute and our host for Where's Art? Mondays right here on Northland Morning.